And now, the rest of the story. 1933, with the dawning of Adolf Hitler's domination over Germany, trusted henchman Heinrich Himmler came to see the Führer. It was, as Himmler put it, a matter of utmost importance. There was a man in the Nazi party, a fellow named Reinhard, who could pose a later embarrassment. So what should they do? Well, Hitler thought a moment. Perhaps he should personally interview this Reinhard and then decide. Himmler nodded. The man would be sent to the Führer immediately, and he was. Reinhard smiled, saluting Hitler, unable to conceal his pride at the invitation. What could he do for the Führer? And Hitler smiled back. He had heard good things about Reinhard, he said, and he had heard one bad thing. What he wanted to know was, could it be true? The visitor's beaming expression fell. What lies were conceivably being spread about him, he asked coldly, and who on earth might be spreading them? And the Führer replied, Heinrich Himmler. And then Reinhard was silent. It seemed, said Hitler, that there was a problem relating to Reinhard's ancestry, that in fact a relative no less significant than his paternal grandmother, was a Jewess. Was that possible? Grimly, Reinhard answered that it was possible. More than that, it was true. And now that the Führer knew, what did he intend to do? Well, the Führer then had a long conversation with Reinhard, and he found the man, as he later put it, quote, a highly gifted but highly dangerous man whose gifts must be reserved for the Nazi movement. People like Reinhard, the Führer said, could be useful, safely useful, only when they were held firmly in one's hand. Reinhard's Jewish background was the key to that firm hold. Threatened with exposure, the talented Reinhard could be entrusted to perform all of the assignments that no one else would touch, and he would carry them out to perfection or else. Reinhard had said that he was eternally thankful to Hitler and Himmler for keeping his secret, and in return he would obey any order at all, without question. According to some historians, the most evil man of the 20th century was not Adolf Hitler, but rather a key man among Hitler's minions, the head of the SS Intelligence Service, and then head of the Gestapo, and then head of the Reich Central Security Office, a specialist in terror named Reinhard Heydrich. It was Heydrich who invented the so-called final solution, the total extermination of the Jews. It was Heydrich who had planned the annihilation of 30 million Slavic people after Germany had won the war. Super intelligent, ice cold, utterly without conscience. It was said of Heydrich that he was pitiless and monstrous. His assassination in May of 1942 gave hope to all who had fought against Nazism. But even then, and among some until now, the fighters for freedom have wondered, what is it? What does it take to make such a man? Well, those who answered blackmail, they knew, as you now do, the rest of the story.